Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 53, Dinosaur. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome to memory 53 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. I can't believe what I just witnessed. I'm a huge sports fan, and in particular, a baseball fan. Sadly, my team, the Orioles, have been out of it since opening day, but waking up this morning to find out that they played spoiler in addition to Tampa pulling off the comeback of the season to clinch the wild card, just an awesome start to the morning. But this podcast isn't about baseball. It's about one of my other great passions, Disney. And today we're going to be revisiting a polarizing attraction, one that seems to have many lovers and many haters. We're going to be catching a ride on Dinosaur. Now, many of you might love this thrill ride, while others of you don't enjoy the fear factor, or maybe it's even the ride vehicle itself throwing you around that you don't like. And the requests alone were many, and their reasons were varied. In fact, our attraction today was requested by no fewer than 5 people, and it was originally requested by Mandy from Newcastle, UK. She wrote, "I would like to make a request for Dinosaur at the Animal Kingdom. It's the best attraction at the Animal Kingdom and one of my favorite attractions. I love the audio, suspense, the thrill of the ride, and I would really appreciate it if you could do this." Then I received an email from Jared, and he said, "I have one request for a WDW memory, Dinosaur. Whether you remember the old Countdown to Extinction or the current Dinosaur, this is one of my favorite attractions in the Animal Kingdom. Of course, there's Mary's reason for requesting it. Can you make a recording of Dinosaur, please? My family loves this ride, and to this day, we still like imitating our friend's face when we took her on it." I also got an email from Jessica in Homestead, Florida, saying, I was wondering if we could hear Dinosaur, which I just love and remember when I was a kid and it was called Countdown to Extinction. And finally, I got one last email from Brendan saying, I was wondering if you could do the dinosaur in Animal Kingdom. I remember my first time riding it, I was in the front row and was so scared because the big T-Rex was roaring in my face and started chasing us and banged us around so much my head was spinning by the time I got off and my heart pounding. So I sort of need this podcast to help make me forget the time for when I go to with Cameron in April so that I can ride the ride and not be as scared as I was. So as you can see, there even our thoughts and our memories are pretty diverse. On Facebook, I heard from Daniel, who probably summed it up best by saying, the first ride we ever rode at Animal Kingdom, extremely loud, extremely big, and extremely fun. I personally enjoy this ride. It's not my favorite, but it's definitely thrilling and very enjoyable. That said, as a dad of two little ones, it's gonna be a long time before we get to ride this as a family. In the meantime, there's always child swap and fast passes, so we'll still get to do it again. So now let's get to the reason why we're all here, really. The memory today we'll be sharing is from December of 2006. It's that anniversary trip. Tracy and I splurged and got a room for her parents, who live in Florida at the time, and had never stayed in an on-property resort. So this morning, they're joining us for a bit of holiday fun in the parks. We decided to do this just for one day and have them join us at Animal Kingdom and at the Disney Hollywood Studios, which neither one they'd ever been to. We started out our day at the Disney Animal Kingdom and have done quite a bit already. I've been debating whether or not to take them on this ride, as I know that they haven't seen the movie and the story or the thrill aspect might be lost on them, but we go on anyways. We picked up Fast Passes earlier just in case we wanted to ride it and are now headed back to utilize them. We're going to join this memory as we approach the Dino Institute. You'll hear us discussing the little red badge the cast member gives us, you know, the ones to mark how long it takes to wait. We make it up to the front of the Fast Pass wait area and it appears the attraction broke down. So we'll get to listen to a bunch of the queue audio while we're standing there. Finally, they'll let us down the hall to the pre-show area where we get our backstory. And from here, a short wait and we're on to the ride. Now, if this isn't enough for you, and I know it's probably not, I'm going to throw some bonus audio in also. In December of 2001, my family and I took a day trip over to the parks and one of our early stops was Dinosaur. The reason I'm including this memory is for what it's actually missing. As we pull away from the loading area, it becomes pretty apparent that something's missing. Apparently, Dr. Seeker didn't make the trip, so we left with no narration, and nothing but the attraction audio and our own fears. It was actually more intense, in my opinion, but you'll be able to tell from listening to everyone else on the ride what they thought, too. While the audio from 2001 is only in stereo, the audio from 2006 is in binaural, so in either case, headphones on. Now sit back, relax. Close your eyes, and come with me as we travel back in time to get our dino.
I look back and I'm like, okay, nobody else is here. Whoops. It's a cute movie. if you've ever seen the movie, it's really good. You just kind of have to throw everything you believe out of creation.
Yeah.
Just to know that, just know that it's going to be thrown out the window. That was a good one. Okay. I didn't know if you needed me to carry it. I was wondering. Okay. I don't know why she gave it to us. Fast pass. It's a timer. It tells them how long it took. Yeah. Somebody up here. Yeah. No. Or at least 99% of those people. They may let some of the first section in. Oh, we'll all get on the ride at some point. No time. It's a car of about 15, 20 people. Something's going on inside. I'm not sure what. The countdown, in a little bit they'll come back on and tell you about what caused the extinction, that it was a comet that came in from 30,000 miles, came in and collided with the Earth, caused the whole cloud. Which is a key point in what we're about to go do. So the EPA is going to protect y'all.
They can use it for, they can do, horseback.
Warfare.
They can do hiking. I can't remember. They can't do, they can't do. Mostly it's small.
They probably, they don't use that. All the way across the room, front back, bottom of the stairs. All the way across the room, front back, and center of the room.
Just right here. It's a pre-show. Watch out.
Hello. I'm Dr. Marsh, director of the Dino Institute, and I hope you enjoyed those quaint exhibits in the old wing. That's how dinosaurs have been presented to the public since the study of fossils began over 150 years ago. Today, that bare bones approach is about to become extinct. In a perfect blending of science and technology, the Dino Institute has created the Time Roper, an amazing vehicle that will literally transport you to the age of the dinosaurs. How? That's proprietary. But the result is a breathtaking journey through a prehistoric world where we'll witness the most spectacular creatures to ever walk the earth. In a moment, you'll be going live to our control center for a comprehensive safety briefing, and then it's on to the tour that will convince you forever that the future is truly in the past.
Hello there. Welcome to our little trans-dimensional joyride, folks. I'm Dr. Seeker, your friendly controller and a heck of a paleontologist, if I do say so myself. But let's not talk about me, let's talk about you, and how you can help me make history today with the Time Rover. It's like this. If I can bring you back from the Cretaceous period, it stands to reason that I can bring back a live dinosaur with you, and not just any dinosaur. Take a look at this guy. He's an iguanodon, and I'm certain that he is the key to understanding these magnificent creatures.
I tagged him with a locator during an unauthorized field trip. Otherwise, I'd be traveling with you. Right now, our dino should be about here, at the very end of the Cretaceous period. That's where you're going today.
I've arrived, it seems, just in time to correct a little misstatement.
Dr. Marsh.
That is impossibly close to the giant asteroid impact that destroyed most life forms on Earth. Our tools are designed to take you to the early Cretaceous period, and I can assure you that all time rovers have been securely locked on those coordinates.
That's right. See? Securely locked. Access denied.
Continue.
Of course. We were just talking about seatbelts. Plug them in. Use them. It can get kind of choppy out there, so keep your hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times.
Flash photography? I wouldn't. It alters the homing signal, and that's not good. Oh, and one more thing. Those locked coordinates? We're in. Now, here's the drill. You follow the homing signal to the iguanodon, then I'll enlarge the transport field, and boom, you're back with one additional passenger extra large. And don't worry about that asteroid. You'll be in and out of there before it even breaks the atmosphere. Trust me, what could go wrong?
Hey, it's me again. Remember, only you guys are going on this special mission, so don't tell anyone, okay?
Now experience the age of the dinosaurs, thanks to a generous grant from McDonald's Corporation. Time Rover tours are made possible by a generous grant from McDonald's Corporation.
Thank you.
edges are more violent than the middle.
Watch children.
Atención, guarden todos los artículos sueltos, abróchense los cinturones y permanezcan sentados con las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del vehículo. Vigilen a sus niños.
They're just adding some more cars to the rotation. Or at least one, looks like.
Time travel commencing in T-minus 10 seconds and counting.
This is Seeker. Listen up. We've got to get in, grab the Iguanodon, and get out before that asteroid hits. Let's roll! This one's a vegetarian. Whoops.
Asteroid impact in 90 seconds.
We better move it.
Pterodactyl.
Incoming!
Asteroid impact in 60 seconds.
We can't stop now. Keep going, keep going.
Compsognathus.
Computer, what's happening?
Loss of traction.
That was close. And guess who made it back with you? I better find him before security does. Thanks for everything!
That was awesome.
What?
It was so dark.
What's the idea?
Please gather personal belongings from the pouch in front of you and remain seated until the rover comes to a complete stop.
Hat and glasses.
Thanks again to Mandy, Jared, Mary, Jessica, Brendan, and Daniel for requests and comments, and also to all the others on Facebook or Twitter who left quick comments or liked the post. I really enjoyed reliving those memories with you and look forward to the day where I can update them with some memories of my children holding on to me as the dinosaur chases us through the jungle. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave me some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at www-memories.net. There you will find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Facebook or Twitter, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube, and don't forget, you can always reach me on our voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes helps move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet or on Facebook or Google+ or whatever your social media choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like, or an even simpler way is to click on the ads on the website. I've noticed an increase in the clicks, and thank you all so much. I realize that if everyone who listened to this podcast clicked just once, we'd be able to pay for our hosting costs for like the entire year. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Great, Taylor, what did you think of it? Great!